Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, y'all. Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief.
Ooh, social distancing edition. That's what we're doing today.
Yeah, and probably a lot going forward.
Anyway, yeah, probably. Lots of news today. This WrestleMania thing, we thought it was all done with, and hey, April 5th, we'd enjoy it at the Performance Center, but maybe not. Larson, what's going on?
Maybe not. There's a lot of things going on here. First, from Fight Oracle, they had a couple tweets that seemed to dispel the idea that WrestleMania was going to happen at all Performance Center. This is what they said. Huge WrestleMania rumor. WrestleMania will not happen from the PC in Orlando. Why? WWE's insurance policy says they have a duty to mitigate damages. In this case, that means finding a new venue. WWE announced WrestleMania as a new venue with intent to satisfy that requirement. The thought is the city of Orlando will shut down the WrestleMania event from the PC at this point. WWE will have shown they tried their best to move the event, mitigate damages, and they'd get paid by their insurer. Fight Oracle continues.
Wait, well, hold on a second. Wait, let's just hold on right there and let's just talk about that a little bit. So this is from Fight Oracle. They have a pretty good record of breaking some stories. Apparently in order to make sure that the WWE will get their insurance for the cancellation, they had to say, oh, we can still do, we're going to try our best to find a place. We've got the Performance Center. And so, but then knowing that probably the city of Orlando is going to then put a kibosh to that. So then, Larson, when will WrestleMania happen?
According to Fight Oracle, they're looking to do it June 7th, potentially at Madison Square Garden. Fight Oracle adds, of course, everything is fluid. Everything at this point is rumor until Kennedy McMahon makes the call.
Is Iron Sheik writing this? Kennedy McMahon.
It just doesn't make sense to run WrestleMania for the PC, just part of the insurance claim process.
So they have to make a public announcement. They have to issue a press release saying that, you know, it's funny though. Like, I know they mentioned it on Raw, but they didn't really hammer it home on Raw.
They cut to commentary and said, WrestleMania is going to be from here.
Yeah, they
did. That's pretty much it.
They still had ads running for April 5th. And of course, Kevin Owens mentioned in his promo.
Yeah.
But it didn't, there was definitely nothing celebratory about it. I mean, there shouldn't be anyways, but still.
Meanwhile, Meltzer tweeted, shortly before we started, this week's NXT will feature no matches. He said, quote, confirm no live matches NXT tomorrow, studio setting, interviews, personality profiles, old footage. And the WWE confirmed that, saying, quote, NXT will air as regularly scheduled in a modified format with elements ranging from in-depth character profiles and story breakdowns, as well as never before seen interviews and content. But why no matches? We ask. Well, according to Meltzer, WWE's officials, Vince, felt that the empty arena matches simply weren't cutting it. Transcripts from this episode of Wrestling Observer Radio, I believe, courtesy of Sportskeeda. Quote, if you watch Raw tonight, I'm sure many of you did, there was about 4 minutes of new wrestling on the show, maybe 3 minutes. There was one match that was broken up by a commercial. They felt from the SmackDown show, that this empty arena match stuff doesn't work. And then Dave does his own editorializing here. He says, I think it doesn't work if you do a long match with people who aren't great. Well, even if you do a long match with people who aren't great in front of a crowd, usually it doesn't work.
Well, yeah, I see. I look, man, you and I have both in the lead up to this episode of Raw and even the episode of SmackDown. It's not like we came out of the episode of SmackDown and said, these empty arena matches are great. It was obvious that they had a looser mentality on SmackDown. Yes. They had three matches and Triple H was a lot of fun. Look, who was on our thumbnail? It was Triple H. Like he stole the show. WWE even tweeted today with a highlight reel of Triple H from SmackDown saying Triple H stole the show at SmackDown.
Yeah.
The commentator should not be stealing the show. So
no, probably not.
And then on top of that, the next biggest story coming out of SmackDown was the women didn't wrestle during the commercial. So yeah, I agree with this. We're on the build up to WrestleMania and there are no good answers. There are no good answers. So I don't know.
They're advertising Mania, which would have to be a 7 to 8 match card.
Yeah.
And yet in front of an empty arena, and yet they can't even try to find a way to get one match to work in an empty arena environment.
They tried four.
I know. I'm saying they can't. Like the Daniel Bryan, who do you wrestle with?
Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn. No, Cesaro.
Cesaro.
On SmackDown. That wasn't a bad match. It was fine. By the end of the episode of SmackDown, I had more or less forgotten that there was no crowd there because everybody else was trying so hard to entertain. And like by the end, when Bray was jumping over that barricade and confronting John Cena, I didn't mind there was no crowd there.
Vince McMahon was probably told, listen, more than likely we'll be, and I know there's no guarantees, more than likely early June, you can have your arena show, WrestleMania. You either deal with that 3 month, I honestly don't think wrestling's going to happen. I think that for 3 months, we're going to have no wrestling. Maybe character pro. I don't know. Maybe they are still going to run Raw, SmackDown. Maybe they're going to do old episodes, reruns. I don't know what they're going to do.
3-hour character profile of Elias.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But I feel like everything's going to get shut down. Everything's already getting shut down. I think the idea of having 10, you know, right now they're saying no gatherings of 10 people or more. You can't have a wrestling show with that.
Oh, obviously not.
You can't. So I think that they're preparing for no wrestling until June at the earliest, and they're just hoping that that's going to be the case. Because you can't have Drew McIntyre beat Brock Lesnar in front of nobody.
I mean, it's not ideal.
You can't.
It's not ideal, obviously.
Can't do it, man. You can't.
I'm saying if this is the hand you're dealt, you have to do these shows in front of no fans. Then find a different approach to doing it. I know it's not going to happen overnight, but to try a handful of matches and say, well, that doesn't work, scrap the whole idea. Be new, Vince. Try something new.
Vince can't be new, man. He'd rather do nothing than be new.
Apparently.
I don't know. We're going to see how AEW handles this. They might get shut down too.
Entirely possible.
Everything's going to be. Kevin Durant has the coronavirus, man. Everything's getting shut down.
Meltzer had more to say about all this, and then added a detail which I'm not sure is necessarily a bit of news. It seems more like a bit of speculation, but also I believe in Wrestling Observer Radio, he said the following quote: "I was told that he, Vince, cannot confidently say at any time that they could do this WrestleMania, and it was kind of like put to me like, what if there are no shows till November? What are you going to do? So he just wanted to get this out of the way. Now it's going to be a totally different WrestleMania. And as far as Vince's mentality, his mindset, his thinking in terms of booking Mania at the Performance Center potentially,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially it's an open-ended situation here. We don't know the next time we'll get to run a stadium or an arena show. Do we want to push WrestleMania till potentially December?
Mm-hmm.
Or if we have an opportunity to do it now and then just move on with our stories, do we do that essentially?
How are you going to move on? But here's the thing, though. Like, how are you going to move? How would you possibly move on with stories if you're not into the empty arena thing?
Two events?
Yeah, they had one match on Monday. They had one match yesterday. And
every fuse is going to be blown off with personality profiles and never before seen interviews.
I mean, hey, just turn into, I'd watch a drama, you know, a nicely scripted drama with WWE personalities.
I think that'd be fantastic.
I'd watch that, but they can't even do that. Hollywood's shutting down production.
No.
You can't do anything. So can't, I don't do know, dude. I think that, look, should they come out on Raw next week and say, or issue a press release or whatever and say, this is the last night of programming, of new programming until this all gets sorted out, and we'll make an announcement when it's figured out, and that could be 3 months from now. And then we'll have WrestleMania then, because we want to make sure that it's the best fan experience possible, and it'll be a big celebration. What better celebration is there than WrestleMania? And if that's in December, Jesus, that sucks, but that's what it's got to be, because that's your business.
Yep.
Or do they have this crap-ass WrestleMania and then say there's not going to be any more programming until it gets figured out?
I think if the idea is that there's not going to be any other programming for a while, then just wait on Mania. Unless they think, well, we'll give people a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then pause. And then, like I've mentioned before, say SummerSlam is when they kind of make their huge return. That's when we'll have the pageantry. That's when we'll have the spectacle that is usually reserved for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There are so many factors. There are so many business factors involved. I mean, I know WWE stock price didn't tank again today.
It's up. It's up $2.
It's up, $32.75 at, and we're 30 minutes away from close. No, we're already closed. Yeah, closed 2 hours ago or an hour and a half ago. It was 1 Pacific, right? 4 p.m.
Yeah,
1 Eastern.
Pacific.
Okay, Wow, 2.5 hours ago.
So 2.5 hours ago.
Yeah.
So it definitely didn't drop based on the announcement that Mania was going to happen at the Performance Center. That's like the if Vince is concerned about the business aspect of things, maybe he thinks, well, a Mania at the Performance Center is better than no Mania at all, which is going to tank the stock price even more potentially.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, hey, the Raw rating was up this week. I imagine a lot of that is just sheer curiosity.
Yeah.
And maybe, look, anecdotally, there are plenty of people on our Twitter feed when I mocked the idea that they were putting on the Rumble match as a rerun. Plenty of people were saying, man, I don't have the network. I kind of like that I got to see it. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's totally good.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I think if they were creative about it, if it was you and me doing it, every week we'd be trying to find something new to do. Mm-hmm. Vince is different. He's very set in his ways. I don't know that he'd be down to do that. So I don't know. It's a fluid situation. A lot
it definitely
more thumbnails with Vince and with Vince angry and the WrestleMania logo.
Exactly. Speaking of stuff in flux, fluid situations, Hall of Fame, TakeOver, both those had been officially canceled by WWE along with the announcement that WrestleMania was going to the Performance Center. As far as when to expect next TakeOver, next Hall of Fame ceremony, the British Bulldog's daughter, Georgia Smith, tweeted, quote, just a heads up, I have spoke with WWE and they are postponing the Hall of Fame for a later date. They're hoping to do it for SummerSlam, she adds, which would be appropriate for my dad. Thanks again for all your support. Let's all stay safe out there. And then meanwhile, Wrestling Observer is reporting that TakeOver could run opposite. This must have been before they said there would be no matches this week. Potential that TakeOver could happen April 1st opposite AEW, at least in the recap on Cage Side Seats accounting of it, saying that's kind of the prevailing sentiment is that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen opposite Dynamite April 1st. But given they can't even run a match this week, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. We do have some good news, though. We've got some good news. This was something we were keeping our eye on. WrestleCon, which is the big convention that runs every WrestleMania, wherever WrestleMania is, all the meet and greets and stuff. We know Brian Zane has done WrestleCon. We have wanted to do WrestleCon. We were thinking of
On doing it next year in
for
Los
sure,
Angeles.
Absolutely. Which that was in question because I think I referenced this on Matt Chat tomorrow, but that great article from David Bixenspan, that write up in Vice, saying that the owner of WrestleCon, I don't have his name in front of me, said that, I'd probably have to sell my house. If this goes south, well, he might not have to because he was having an issue with the Marriott where the WrestleCon was going to be held. They were asking for over $100,000. And he was like, this is totally force majeure.
Yeah.
Which, an act of nature, basically, which, and Marriott was saying, no. But apparently, so he was going to be out that money.
Yeah.
And he'd probably have to, I don't know, there'd ever be a WrestleCon again. He'd have to sell his house, and it's terrible for this person just trying to put on a damn show for us.
Yes.
Anyways, 5:46, I'm assuming Eastern time, update here from WrestleCon on the Twitter. Thanks to Marriott Westshore for agreeing to honor the force majeure clause and not holding either our guests or WrestleCon responsible for the liquidated damages. The emergency declaration by Governor DeSantis to cancel events over the next 30 days was a major factor. We'd also like to thank the New York Yankees and Stein. Oh, I think the Marriott thing was holding hotel rooms because it was going to be at Steinbrenner Field. So he continues, we'd also like to thank the New York Yankees and Steinbrenner Field for agreeing today to return our rental payment in full due to circumstances. They are an outstanding organization, and if we are able to return to Tampa in the future, they will be our first phone call. He continues, we anxiously await the decision of the Ritz and the bus company we paid to complete the list of venues and services that we contracted to use in Tampa. And here's the funny thing. So wrestling Twitter was lighting up Marriott's social media saying, y'all better make good on him. You don't stiff him. Don't do this to him. Just be cool. So WrestleCon here continues. And although they specifically mentioned that the social media campaign led by Chris Jericho had absolutely nothing to do with their decision-making process, they have to point that out. We appreciate both Chris and our Twitter audience for having our back. Now back to issuing refunds. So,
Yeah, Jericho tweeted, and then Adam Kevin Pierce Owens did. Well. Kevin Owens, Drake Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tons a lot of wrestlers.
Going in Raw, we were retweeting a lot of those.
Yeah.
Trying to get our own little footprint in there. So that's really fantastic news. That's great.
That's good news. That's
maybe
good news
2021, we'll be doing our own we'll have our table at WrestleCon.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for the news. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hey, man, let's try to get this one up to, like, I don't know, 401 likes, 401.
All right, fair enough.
Is that good?
Sure.
All right. Anyways, thanks, everyone. So smash that like button, but do it like an odd number of times.
Odd number of times. Do it even number of times. You'll like it, then unlike it. It doesn't really do any good.
Yeah, odd number. Anyways, thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.